Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now, Frankie Nealon, Mayor of Innis in Ireland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
So, Frankie, how many people yesterday in Innis claimed to be directly related to Muhammad Ali by your count?
I would say a few thousand.
A few thousand.
We had 15,000, between 15 and 20,000 in Innis, and I think all that were present would be claiming a relationship somewhere along the line.
Well, they and more showed up yesterday to meet Muhammad Ali, whose great-grandfather, Abe Grady, hailed from Ennis in Ireland. And Muhammad Ali went over to visit his ancestors. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there were some relations. There was a lot of relations. He had a great day in Ennis yesterday. He was delighted. He'd done a lot of work for us yesterday. He returned the compliment. We invited him to Ennis, and we were delighted he came. He had the most fantastic day, and so had the people of Innis, of all Ireland. We had
describe what it was like, just to take me through the day.
Well, he arrived in the civic offices approximately 1:30. He wasn't due till 2:30, so he rested for an hour. So after that, we had a civic reception, and then we presented him with the freedom of the town, approximately 3:00. After that, we had a cavalcade through the town of Innis, which arrived in the Turnpike Road, which is the road his ancestors came from. There we unveiled the plaque. He unveiled it himself. He left his jeep and walked through the people, and it was a fantastic moment when he approached a young fella in a wheelchair from County Clare, and he bent over and hugged that young fella. The people in the crowd of all ages, there were tears in their eyes. It was the most fantastic opportunity for that young fella to meet the greatest of the greatest sportsmen ever to be on this earth.
Well, that is very, very sweet. Now, of course, the reason there is a connection between Ireland and Muhammad Ali's family is that someone there from Ennis actually had a relationship with a slave in the United States, and the name actually wasn't preserved. Does that concern you at all?
Well, there would be some concern on it, but the history of it is that John O'Grady, who was his great-great-grandfather, left Innis in 1860 and subsequently arrived in Kentucky, where he married an African-American lady. And his son also married an African-American, and their son was Cassius Clay Sr.
So, Cassius Clay Sr. Right.
That's right. And Cassius Clay was born in 1942, and, you know, subsequent to that, he changed his name to Muhammad Ali.
There you go. Well, before we go, what do you think is the most Irish about Muhammad Ali's fighting style? Is it the movement, the fact that he dances around in the ring, or is it that powerful right?
There's a touch of the Irish dancing, and I can tell you he has the gift of the Irish gab as well.
The bragging. You know, he
All right, Mayor. Thanks so much for being with us. Frankie Nealon is the mayor of Innis, Ireland, where Muhammad Ali hails from. Thank you, Mayor.